Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she expected the ghost tour to end when the night did, but it seemed to follow her home.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you very much for listening. We sure appreciate it. We love it when you share your real ghost stories with us. So if you've got one, share it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, you can always become a premium subscriber, no commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. I am Carol Hughes, and Harper is with me today.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm fine. Tell everybody how much snow you got.
33 inches.
My God! I can't even wrap my brain around that. That's like mountains of snow, like where the plows go through. That's just mountains of snow.
It's a lot of snow. Yeah, it's a lot of snow. I think it's the most snow I've seen while living here.
I have never seen that much snow in my life, I don't think, at one time.
Really?
Not 33?
33 inches, not feet.
No, 33 inches. I don't think I've ever seen that. Like, that is kind of an unheard amount of snow. That's huge.
It's only like 2.75 feet.
That's a lot of snow.
Yeah, I know it's a lot of snow. It's like, I've seen worse.
Well, that is crazy because we didn't get anything like that here. And so, I mean, I hate to say this, but I will. I'm glad you got it and I didn't.
Wow.
I know. I'm that person.
Snow on me.
I'm that person. And did your power stay on?
Yeah, power stayed on.
Okay, good. Good, good. Yeah, it was a lot. And so you're still out of school because we're recording this on a Tuesday and you're still out of school tomorrow.
Yep, I am. I would be surprised if we don't go back Thursday, though. So, I don't know. Fingers crossed. I'm getting kind of bored, and I'm a little ready to go back to school.
Yeah. I like that about you, that you're ready to go back to school. I think that's awesome.
Well, it's like I have stuff I want to get done, and I can't do that without stuff at school.
It's like you got a lot of crafty things, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Things you can work on, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not that I like don't have things I can't work on. It's just a matter of stuff, school stuff that I would like to get done, and I don't like how far this sets us back.
Well, that's so cool because there's so many kids who are just not like you at all, and so I find it very refreshing.
Well, I mean, like it's like well, these snow days are going to be added on to like the end of our year too. So
right, they build in X number, and if you go over that number, then you have to make them up.
Well, it's just that in general we have makeup days.
So yeah, that sucks. I'd rather
it really
be in school
does.
Now
I don't
than...
know. Whoever set this up to be like that is probably the worst person I've ever known.
The worst.
The worst.
Well, let's talk about this ghost tour, which I find interesting because I really like ghost tours, but now maybe this will give us something to think about, you know? Do you really love them? Do you want something to attach itself and come home with you? Not really. Although the last one that we did when we were in Oregon, the lady made a big deal about what to say and mean it and leave it behind. And I didn't really feel like anything would have attached to me, but I did it anyway. I'm like, nope, you're staying here.
Yeah.
And she had a spray that we sprayed and all this stuff. And I'm like, absolutely, sign me up for everything. I will say all of the things because I don't want anything to go home with me.
Yeah.
So this is the story. And it says, I don't normally think of myself as someone who attracts weird stuff. I've had a few strange moments in my life, sure, but nothing constant. Nothing that made me feel like I was sensitive or anything like that. But my niece, though, totally different story. She's 16. She's always had things happen around her, seeing people who aren't there, knowing things she shouldn't, reacting to places before anything actually happens. She doesn't talk much about it, and she definitely doesn't play it up. If anything, she downplays it because she doesn't want to be seen as the weird kid. I get that. When she came to stay with me for a few days, I didn't expect anything unusual. I live in Denver in a tiny basement apartment that I mostly blame on rent prices and bad life choices. Ah, that made me laugh. It's small, cramped, but usually pretty quiet. I figured the biggest challenge would be keeping a teenager entertained. So one night we decided to do something fun and a little spooky. There's a walking tour through some of the older neighborhoods. Old houses, old money, old stories. See, you and I would love that. It's our kind of thing. It's not marketed as hardcore ghost tour, more like history with a creepy edge. I thought it would be harmless. The tour itself was fine, a little cheesy in places, cold night, dramatic storytelling, a lot of people taking photos. At one point, I snapped a picture and caught something white and blurry near one of the houses, probably a bug, but we joked about it anyway. But my niece didn't joke. She was quiet the whole time, sticking close to me, not really reacting the way she usually does when she's bored or unimpressed. When I asked her if she was okay, she said, "Yeah, I just feel weird." That was it. No explanation, just weird. We went home after, watched some TV, and went to bed. Nothing happened that night, and I remember feeling kind of silly for even expecting anything to happen. The next afternoon, my niece and I were sitting at the little cafe table near my front door playing cards. And if you've ever lived in a basement apartment, you know how every sound feels closer than it should. You hear people on the stairs. You hear doors opening. There's no mystery about where the sound comes from. So when we heard movement on the stairs outside my unit, I didn't think anything of it. Someone coming home, whatever. But the steps stopped halfway down. Not at my door, not back up the stairs, just stopped. So we both paused and listened. There was a weird moment when neither of us said anything, like we were waiting for the sound to finish doing whatever it was supposed to be doing, but nothing. No door opening, no steps going back up. It was just silence. My niece looked at me and said, very casually, "Someone's standing there." I laughed a little, mostly out of nerves, and I told her that didn't make any sense. If someone was there, we'd hear them move. She just shrugged. When I opened the door, the stairwell was empty. No one, no sound, no feeling of someone having just left. It was like the sound had never belonged to anyone in the first place. That night is when I made the mistake of cleaning the window well. Our bedroom window sits at ground level and looks out onto this narrow concrete pit. I hate that window. It feels too close to the outside world, like if something wanted in, it wouldn't take much effort. But it was so dirty, so I cleaned it. Scooped out leaves, wiped down the glass, brushed away spider webs, left it open a crack for air. I woke up in the middle of the night to a sound that instantly put my stomach in my throat. It wasn't scratching or scuffling. It was slow and crunchy, like something biting down on something hard. It sounded really close. I lay there for a long time trying to convince myself it was an animal, but I just cleaned the entire window well. There was nothing down there. When I finally got up and took a step toward the window, the sound stopped. I didn't look out. I shut the window and the blinds and basically sprinted back to bed. And a day later, I left town for the weekend to go to my dad's cabin with some friends. It's way out there, real wilderness, bears, mountains, mountain lions, the whole deal. I'm always a little on edge there, especially after dark. First night was fine. The second night, we were sitting outside after sunset when one of my friends said, "Did you see that?" She pointed toward the trees. Something pale moved between them, lighter than it should have been for how dark it was. Before anyone could say anything, my dog walked over to the exact spot and just stopped. She didn't bark, she didn't growl, she didn't wag her tail, she just stared. That probably scared me more than the thing itself. That night I couldn't sleep, and when I finally did, I had this awful dream that my dog was trying to climb a tree, scrambling higher and higher like she was trying to escape something on the ground. I woke up with the strongest feeling that something was right above me. The air felt like it was moving gently a little over my face. Then this intense cold rushed through my body all at once like my blood had turned icy. I heard movement on the stairs outside the room. I thought it was my dog until I heard her collar jiggle right next to me. I forced myself to look up and saw this strange pale shadow moving along the ceiling. It wasn't solid, but it wasn't smoke. It was like something in between. I turned the light on and it was gone. While I was gone, my husband back home said he'd been seeing shadows move across our bedroom ceiling. He didn't think much of it until he found the fan that had been sitting securely on the window ledge knocked onto the floor. He had no idea how it got there. Things settled down after that, slowly, quietly, no big ending, no explanation. My niece went home. The apartment felt normal again. I stopped opening the window. I don't know if anything followed us. I don't know if things just line up in a bad way, maybe. But I do know that since then, I trust my instincts a lot more, especially when a place or moment suddenly feels different. Sometimes that's the only warning you get. I love the show, Ronnie. So, do you think the niece had anything to do with it? Could it have happened without the niece even being there? Because I thought it was going to be a story more about the niece, but it's really not necessarily.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I could see it where it's like this would happen regardless of the niece. I don't know. Maybe the niece is just kind of like a little detector. You know,
yeah,
because
she's the one who said they heard it, and then she said someone's standing there.
Yeah.
But now by saying that, it could have been like a person is just standing there. So you would open the door and look, but there's nobody there.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. What do you think, Carol?
I don't know. I kind of think. I don't know. Because she's seeing things, the husband's seeing things. Nothing had ever happened before. You know, and they happen to go on a ghost tour, which connects all of that together in your head.
Yeah.
Their niece with the abilities comes over. But maybe it's stuff that comes with a niece. Maybe that poor girl just has stuff that follows her wherever she goes. Oh, my God. That would be hard.
Yeah, gosh.
But then she goes away and it says, things settled down. My niece went home. I don't know. So it's not like it's a haunted apartment because it kind of just was this little window of time.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think more has something to do with the niece or the ghost tour?
I'm kind of going with the niece.
Really? You think it's the haunting of the niece?
kind of do. Because, you know, I've done 100 of those kind of cheesy ghost tours.
Yeah.
And I've never felt like, you know, you don't even normally go into a place a lot of times when you take kind of a historic one. Frequently, they're walking tours. I love doing them, though, because I love history. And so to me, the stories, I love them. Love it.
Yeah.
I love looking at these old houses. I've loved hearing when they were built and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know when the opportunity would have arisen during this ghost walk that something would have gone home with them out of the whole group.
I don't know. Or hear me out. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's both. Maybe it's the niece brought something home from the ghost tour.
Maybe. And maybe, you know, like when she cleaned out the window well, the crunchy thing. Maybe that was. Maybe there's an explanation for it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't there. I haven't heard it.
Ooh, the crunchy thing.
The crunchy thing. But, you know, I do think it's weird. I do get kind of creeped by cabins in the woods. I get a little creeped out by that. So I would probably overreact to anything. I know me.
Me too, probably.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that's very interesting.
Yeah.
But the whole thing does seem to associate with the niece. But I thought it would be more of something happened to the niece. But it really is stuff that happened to her.
Yeah.
And even her husband. And even the people she went away with and left the niece, I guess, with the husband at home. I don't know. Or maybe the niece went with them. And that's why all that crap happened at the cabin.
Who knows?
Because you probably would take your niece. If you came to stay with me and I was married and I was going someplace, you would be going with me. You're my niece.
Really? Even if I was haunted?
Yes, 100%.
Really, Carol?
You know,
I wouldn't even stay at the Crescent because of a haunting. I refuse to believe that if I was haunted, you would take me with you to a cabin in the woods.
If you were really haunted, I wouldn't even let you stay. Let's be real.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yep.
You wouldn't be coming with me and my pretend husband. You wouldn't be coming to stay with us. I'd be like, I love my niece, but she can't deal with it.
I bring weird things home.
All of the stuff that come with her. It's just too much. Well, let's go to this
Carol's
call.
True colors.
You knew all along.
I'm Anna from Wisconsin. This is my first time calling in, so sorry, I'm a little nervous. I'm at the dog park right now. But I thought I would just tell you guys my story. But it started when I was really little. It was probably when I was like 3 years old. I don't remember any of it. I apparently used to be able to see my grandpa, who passed away before I was even born. My mom would describe it as if I had conversations with him. I even had a nickname for him. It was Old Grandpa. I mean, I would love to look through my grandma's photo books of, you know, her parents and her grandparents. And I was just always fascinated with my family and the times before me. And apparently when I was little, I opened up the photo book and I looked at one of the photos and I was like, oh, there's Old Grandpa. And no one ever told me who he was. So it's one of those cases where I knew someone that I never met before and even had a nickname for him. But it was so real that I would say things about him that I was supposed to never know, to the point where I made my grandma cry, his wife. I knew a lot about him, apparently. I don't remember any of it. I wish I did. It upsets me that I don't remember it or can't do it anymore. Weird stuff kind of kept happening to me the rest of my life. I don't remember, like, the order of these situations, but I was in my family room, and my mom would, she's kind of a louder person, so she'd come home and ask me a ton of questions and talk, and I'd say I just wasn't kind of feeling it, so I just pretended I was sleeping, and someone came in, and then I thought it was my dad because they were quiet, and they walked from the garage door straight through the kitchen into the back hallway, which is where their room is, and I was expecting for them to come out, but they never came back through the house or back out of the bedroom. So kind of intrigued me, because it's like, who just came home and then never left? And I ended up going into the back of the house and no one was there. And then I asked my parents and just kind of waited it out and asked them about it, and they actually never came home. So I don't know if that was residual energy or kind of what was going on there, but I was listening to your podcast and it reminded me of a time where, you know, I'm a person of very routine, like very strict routine. I do the same thing every day. Well, not that bad, but I mean, like how I go to sleep, how I go to bed, things like that. I mean, are very routine. And when I was in high school, I would turn the TV off, put the remote on my bedside table or, you know, in the same spot every single night. And I would sleep in the same position every night, things like that. And I woke up on my side and the remote was in my bed, where if I would have rolled over onto my back, I would have rolled on it. Immediately it was a red alarm, because it was like, whoa, I know for a fact I put that on the table. And I don't sleepwalk. I've never sleptwalk. I don't know how it got there. I don't know if it was me, if it was something else. Like, it just, you know. And then I was hanging out with my friends one time, and my vase, that's like, but it's kind of oval, so then when it, like, the base is oval, so when you're looking at it, it's just kind of long and skinny, if that makes sense. You know, you would think it would fall front or back, like, things like that don't just move sideways, like, you know, it's not a circle for it to be able to fall evenly in any direction. And when I came upstairs, it was next to the table, and it was broken. So, like, the only way I could have done that, because I am a scientist, I tested this out. The only way I could have done it was if it slid sideways, which is physically impossible, and then that's how it would have fallen. My grandpa that I used to be able to talk to, his wife, my grandma, was actually the first really close person to me that passed away. as she was passing away, I was having a sleepover with my friends in my family room. We were getting phone calls from my auntie and my grandma's sister the entire time. It wasn't looking good. And all of a sudden, I got this dream of my grandma saying that this was it. So the second that I woke up, I looked at my dad and I was like, Dad, I'm going with you. I don't care what you say. I know this. And anyways, my dad and I were the last people to see her conscious before. She was just so medicated that she couldn't really do anything. My biggest regret was not telling her that I loved her when I had the chance to, and when I was the last person for that. And the night that she died, there was a shadow of her head above my bed. I saw it, and I immediately got up and I tried to debunk it. And I went all around my room waving my arms, trying to figure out what was making the shadow. And there was absolutely nothing in my room that did it. It's never been there since, and it never, ever came again. And, it was just a head. It was like her head on my ceiling. I could see her nose and her mouth and her perm of her short hair. It was just clear as day. And, it felt like she was kind of telling me that it was okay that I didn't tell her that I loved her. But of course, I immediately just broke down and was like, I love you. I love you. My mom says that we have a gift because she fell down her stairs, and she said that her guardian angel helped her up. She felt hands help her up. I guess I just kind of wanted to share you guys my story. I've been trying to do it for so long, but I always listen to you guys at work. I completely forget. But I'm sorry it was a little longer. I'll probably call back with more stories that pop in my head. Oh, I have one more story. I'm so sorry. I was just finishing. But I was watching TV in my living room one time, and I had to go to the bathroom, and I thought it wasn't even a question in my mind that when I was in the bathroom, I heard, Anna, as if, my mom came home, are you home? And I immediately, without even a doubt, got up. It was like, oh, I got to close the door. So I closed the door, and I just, when someone came home and went to the back bedroom, I just kind of waited. There was nothing, I heard it. It's not a doubt. And it's always, these things happen when I'm alone.
Oh, and it just ends like that.
Oh, okay.
Kind of ends abruptly. So many things have happened to her. But when she was talking about her grandmother and not being able to, and she hadn't told her that she loved her before she died, and she really regretted that, and you could really hear that emotion in her voice.
Yeah.
And that is a lesson that I think once that happens, it's just, you'll never go without telling the people how much you love them. But her grandmother knew.
Yeah.
Definitely. I don't think, just the way she talks about her, it was very apparent she loved her grandmother very much. So I don't think she really, I get where you're coming from, but I think that her grandmother knew.
Yeah. I definitely think she knew.
But she has such abilities, from knowing her, there's old grandpa when she was little, and knowing things about him. And so specific that grandma was like, can hardly take it, making her cry.
Yeah.
That would be really emotional.
Definitely.
Because my nephew was doing that with my dad, that whole thing. And he was telling us, he said this and he said that. And he knew things that he shouldn't have known. It was very emotional. It was like, why is this happening? How is this happening? Is this happening? All of those things.
Yeah, it all seems so surreal.
Yeah. So I don't know. She's just got some very strong abilities. And I just have to think someone like her could really, it's kind of one of those things. It's what do you want from it? Because it's a little bit of it could be a blessing or a curse,
Yeah.
I think it could be hard to live like that, but I also think if you got used to it, someone like her, maybe she finds a mentor and can help her control it in a way and deal with it and learn how to work with it.
Yeah, I really hope so. Yeah.
Because she definitely's got it, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. No doubt about that.
She's got it, that something that we don't have.
Yeah.
I find it fascinating. Well, if you have a real ghost story and you'd like to share it with us, please do that. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, you could be a premium subscriber. No commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. You could sign up at Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.